Marie Dennis, co-president of Pax Christi International. Tell us, first of all, what is the message that, as an organization, Pax Christi is bringing to this conference here in the Vatican? There are a number of you here, aren't there, from different parts of the world?
Yes, there are a number of us, and we're very happy to be here. I think our message fundamentally is a message of gratitude to the Vatican and to all those who have gathered this conference together. It is very important that the world understand the depth and seriousness of Pope Francis' commitment to nuclear abolition. We're very fortunate to have worked with the Vatican during the process of negotiating the ban treaty and saw the seriousness of their commitment to this effort. Both the humanitarian consequences are obviously at the foundation of concern, but also just the way in which expenditures on nuclear weapons, on maintaining them, on refurbishing them, on the projected expenditures, are robbing from the poor and will continue to do that, is extremely serious and very much on the mind of the Vatican. We just think this is a very, very important opportunity to encourage the local churches around the world, the bishops' conferences in every country, all of us who are part of the church, to speak out, to take much more seriously this moment. I think that the challenge of the ban treaty has been in some ways a political challenge where some who might be calling for nuclear disarmament had at first not supported the treaty because they felt somehow it was not going to be acceptable to the big powers or that it would in some way interfere with a non-proliferation treaty's implementation. What we have been saying is that this whole process that I think in many ways is affirmed by this conference has been an important process in itself, in which those people in the world, those countries in the world that are not either nuclear powers or under the nuclear umbrella, but whose lives will be devastated by a nuclear war, have had an opportunity to speak up, to say, not in our names, that we have to find a way to ban these weapons. I think it's also that Pope Francis noted in his speech the importance of the collaboration between civil society and governments and the church and academics and others who all put energy into this important treaty.
The Vatican has been, as you say, very much behind it, very much working on it. It was one of the first to sign and ratify it. Of course, there will be people who say, well, that's easy for you and other countries that don't have nuclear weapons. The real challenge is getting those countries that do have nuclear weapons to see this changing attitude.
Absolutely, that is the challenge. But I think that in the world that we live in now, our countries, our cultures, our societies are so tightly interconnected that it really is not possible for a country to remain outside of the family of nations on important issues forever. So just the political pressure, the insistence that our world will be better without nuclear weapons, that nuclear weapons do not provide the security that we are told they'll provide, we think is a very, very important message. And that, yes, it's true that it's easier for those without nuclear weapons to promote this treaty, but the point is that in a nuclear exchange, even a small exchange of nuclear weapons, certainly in any kind of a major nuclear war, we could destroy the planet that we live on. So this is not a moment when we can separate those who don't have weapons from those who do. All of us will pay the price.
There's also testimony at this conference, isn't there, from survivors or organizations that represent those who were the victims of Hiroshima and Nagasaki. It's a very important part of the picture, isn't it?
Of course it is. The presence of the Hibakusha, now for how many years, 7 decades, in calling the world to get rid of these terribly destructive weapons has been extremely important, and it continues to be important. In many ways, it's very touching at this conference because so many of the survivors are getting older and older, and we won't have their firsthand testimony forever. So it is a gift that they're here. Pope Francis has recognized them with great care, and it is very important that they're part of this conference.
This meeting is taking place, of course, as the US president is touring Asia, discussing North Korea, one of the most sensitive areas at the moment as regards this rhetoric of war and nuclear possibilities. Do you think there's any chance of the message of this conference being heard in the places where it matters, the political decision-making halls of power?
I certainly hope so. I do think that Pope Francis' voice, the authority and influence that he has in the world, is tremendous. There are, for example, before the U.S. Congress right now, efforts to address the question of who has the authority to use U.S. nuclear weapons. And I think that certainly at a congressional or parliamentary level, that this message will be heard very clearly, and we'll make sure that it does get back to key people. The situation between the United States and North Korea is such a serious and frightening exchange. As Pax Christi International, we have, with many others, spoken out very clearly for a diplomatic solution. We believe that a diplomatic solution is possible. We think the experience of the Iran deal negotiations was a wonderful example. We've also been saying over and over again that it is time for humanity to move from a constant reliance on military action to nonviolent ways of dealing with even very dangerous situations. We believe that North Korea, the leadership of North Korea, has given ample indication that they would participate seriously if the United States will listen to what they've been asking for, guarantee that the U.S. will not attack North Korea, a respect in the family of nations. It's a very difficult, very delicate situation. But once again, nuclear weapons cannot be used in that situation, in spite of the fact that, for example, the United States could clearly overwhelm North Korea. But to even threaten to obliterate the North Korean people, to so seriously affect the people in South Korea and in the whole region, we think is morally unacceptable. It's an unconscionable idea. So we have to turn to diplomacy. We have to move in the direction of a negotiated settlement. And in order to do that, we need to listen very carefully to the concerns and the demands on each side. We think it can happen. And we do think that even the most resistant politicians hopefully will listen, because the Vatican is speaking so clearly for the abolition of nuclear weapons.